According to a recent Phi Delta Kappa Gallup poll, only about 38% of Americans have ever heard of the Common Core. Among parents with kids in public school, that number is slightly higher, about 45%, which tracks with numbers the Joyce Foundation released last week. But those numbers probably aren't reflective of what's happening on the ground in Indiana. Jay Kenworthy is spokesman for Stand for Children, a pro-Common Core advocacy group that's been active in statehouse conversations about academic standards.
This was a national poll, and in Indiana, the polling has shown Hoosiers are more aware generally than the national counterparts just because it's been such a hot-button topic.
In fact, Kenworthy points to another poll, this one conducted by Bellwether Research and commissioned by Howie Politics Indiana, that shows a slight majority of Hoosiers want to keep the Common Core. It came out in late April, just days before state lawmakers agreed to a thorough review of the new standards. In the weeks that followed, it was a constant refrain from teachers.
We hope that there will be more educators that do speak up and say that they are in support of Common Core.
And researchers.
Advocates or proponents for the Common Core standards really need to just do a better job of articulating why these standards are essential and needed and how they'll benefit students.
Even opponents.
I think the onus is on the Common Core supporters to prove, in fact, that they are internationally benchmarked.
Bottom line, Americans just don't know that much about the Common Core. And in Indiana and a handful of other states, it's allowed opposition to the new standards to reach critical mass. Indianapolis parent Heather Crossan is co-founder of Hoosiers Against the Common Core.
Well, I think there was a gross lack of informing the public at the time these standards were adopted. There was very little publicity, perhaps by design. So the vast majority of Americans did not know these were being adopted.
Count Crossan among them. She says she didn't know Indiana standards had changed until the private school her kids attend ordered new textbooks and changed its curriculum to align with the Common Core. But teachers in other schools say they've tried to keep parents in the loop as they make changes. Last year, first grade teachers across the state made the switch to Common Core. Kimberly Kelly teaches at Eastside Elementary in Brazil.
We send our newsletter every week, and the process that we do with that is we sit down with our instructional calendar, and you know, we sit down at the computer together and we look at the standard, and then we say, okay, how would we put these into our terms?
So here's one of the first grade math standards as it's written in Common Core.
Understand the meaning of the equal sign and determine if equations involving addition and subtraction are true or false.
But Kelly and fellow first grade teacher Stacy Fall try to rewrite the standards in a way they think will make them more accessible to parents.
Try to make examples, especially with the math, so that parents can understand, okay, if you walk into our classroom this week at any given time, this is what we're working on, and this is what your child is expected to master in the next few weeks.
Still, Kelly and Fall say even with the weekly newsletter, it's hard.
You know, we tell our parents they're coming. We've told them.
We had a parent
last year,
meeting at the beginning of
yeah,
the year.
They're coming down the line. Mm-hmm. This is what's going
to
happen. But I just think it's so
overwhelming. To them.
Yeah. And for a lot of them, it's over their head.
About 70% of students at Eastside receive free or reduced-priced meals, a common indicator of poverty. According to the Joyce Foundation poll, nearly 60% of low-income parents believe the Common Core would improve educational outcomes for students, compared to less than 40% of parents making more than $100,000 annually. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.